You are listening to Concert Blast.
Do I love you, baby?
Yeah, 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 yeah,
more than ever.
I'm Tosi from New Jersey, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm at IntenseInterviews.com, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Pilar from Hendersonville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Bill Jordan rocking to you from New Jersey, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Kane, and I'm with Telluride. You are listening to ConcertBlast.com.
Hi, this is Kelly Kagi.
And Brad Gillis from Night Ranger.
And you're listening to Concert Blast.
Show. We have Scrap Metal. Tell us about Scrap Metal, Tom.
Hey, we got the Nelson Twins. They're going to be here tonight. Are you talking about Matthew and Gunner?
Yeah, baby.
All right, man. And we also got Kelly Kagi from Night Ranger. Now, you can't forget about the Slaughter Man, Mark Slaughter. Man, I'm ready for that one.
Kelly Kagi told me last week, Jimmy Jamison from Survivor is going to be here with them, too. He said Eric Martin's not going to be on the show tonight because he's in Europe. But we also have a surprise that's supposed to hit the stage tonight.
Supposedly, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, the opening act, Telluride, just left the stage, and we're here to getting ready as they're setting up the equipment and getting all the sound tested.
Hey, we got some special guests with us tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. Who's our special guest tonight?
I knew that. I knew you were going to do that.
Y'all have heard the show. Y'all know how it works.
We were just talking about that.
What were you saying?
He asked me if you guys had ever interviewed me, and I told him, yeah, but I kind of stay away from that.
McHale's here with us from Live Nation. As you know from our shows in 2006, she was our number one helper as far as getting in contact with all the acts to get us in at the Starwood Amphitheater. Who else is on with us tonight?
No.
My good buddy Kevin Sweeten's here. Actually, Kevin's my Sunday school teacher. What do you think about that?
I'll see you in the morning.
It is Saturday night.
I also heard Barry Manilow's coming.
Brian always has to throw in a comment, doesn't he?
Hey, you know what that surprises me tonight? There's a lot of younger people here.
All the younger people's right up against the stage. Tonight they do it different. Instead of having tables and couches and love seats all the way up to the stage, they have a big gap where it's standing room only, requested by the band.
Hey, let's go see if we can find some people to talk to us.
All right, let's go talk to somebody. Hey, what's your name?
Sam.
Sam? Where are you from, Sam?
Colorado.
Colorado?
Tell you right.
Close.
Really?
Not quite, but close.
See you tonight.
Telluride.
Oh, really? Yeah, the opening act, Telluride.
Yeah, we love them. Probably, yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Brittany.
Brittany, where are you from?
Colorado.
Well, yeah, how'd y'all get here from Colorado? Did y'all fly in for this?
Yeah, we bought some plane tickets, came on out here.
Randomly, we wanted to see what Nashville is like, so one night it was really late after work. We had a hard night at work, and we're like, we're leaving. We're going somewhere where we want to have fun and possibly move.
You want to move here?
Yeah, now we're going to come back. We're going to find a place to move back here.
We got job offers and stuff, and I love the people.
Oh, great.
They said they'll give us a job here.
Yeah, they will.
They would.
Yeah, so here you go. Y'all need a job?
There you go.
What are we going to do?
There you go.
What is this for?
Go talk to them. Go talk to them.
And ask them what?
Ask them who they're here to see.
Look up to these two guys behind.
Okay.
There you go.
Hi, guys. What's your name?
Hey. Howdy. Bill.
Bill, why are you here tonight?
See Scrap Metal.
Are you? And you like them?
Yeah.
Who do you like in Scrap Metal?
Well, I like all of them, but I'm buddies with Mark Slaughter.
Oh, very good. And what's your name?
Tom.
Tom. Who, are you Scrap Metal, too? Are you here to see Mark as well? What's your favorite song by them?
Fly High to the Angels.
Nice. Sounds good. Nice to meet you guys. Where are you from?
Outside of New York in northern Jersey.
Did you come all the way here to see them?
Yes.
All the way from Jersey.
You too?
Flew in this morning.
Wow, I'm impressed.
My arms are tired.
Well, mine are just as tired because I'm from Colorado.
Are you?
Cool. Hey, thanks for the interview, guys.
Sure.
All right, that's great.
Very good.
How about this? Up all night.
Sleep all day.
Yeah, I knew y'all could do that. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Hey, we got a couple other guys here. Take it over, girls. Your turn.
What's your name?
Kane.
Are you a part of Telluride?
I am. I'm the guitar player and harmony singer.
Keep talking. You're the interviewer. To see Telluride.
Well, we're here to see Scrap Metal. They were fortunate enough to let us open up for them tonight, and it was awesome. The crowd's warmed up. They're literally packed against the stage, so they're ready to go.
And y'all did a good job warming up the crowd too.
Well, thanks. We have a lot of fun. It's really easy whenever they're vocal back, you know.
Y'all did a good job of opening for REO Speedwagon too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of fun doing some openers here in Nashville when we're in town, and REO and CCR and some of those. So.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Thank you so much.
Love the Brian Adams song, how you close it out.
We all grew up with that, you know, so that's what we all grew up on, were the old rocks. So.
Is your album out yet, or is it coming out soon?
It's not. It's coming out this spring on American Roots Records, and you can go to CMC Loaded and watch our video for the phone song.
The phone song?
Yeah.
Well, where can we see that video?
CMC Loaded.
There you go. Thanks for talking with us,
man. Oh, man. Dude, thanks.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Tom, and I'm from California.
California. So what do you do?
Sell T-shirts and make them.
For who?
Scrap Metal.
Wow. What show can we expect tonight, you know?
A good one. They're going to throw in some covers that they don't normally do. A couple of Christmas tunes. Should be pretty good.
You heard it from Tom. We're going to have a good show tonight, it sounds like.
Hey, ladies.
Hey. What do y'all do now?
We're promoting Southern Comfort.
There you go. We'll give y'all a free t-shirt if you want.
Yeah.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Okay.
Horse and I. Who are you here to see?
Scrap Metal.
Anybody in particular that you are dying to see from Scrap Metal?
Mark Slaughter for me.
Oh, I'm with you there. What about for you?
Mark Slaughter.
Have you seen him before?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
And just Slaughter, yeah.
That's very cool. Thanks a lot. Everybody. Hey, any Scrap Metal fans here tonight? Yeah! Who are you here to see tonight?
The Nelsons.
The Nelsons. How about you?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Who's your favorite? You have a favorite.
Mark Slaughter.
Mark Slaughter, all right. How about this one? See if you know this next line. Ready? Are you ready? Or won't you scream it loud if you know it? Up all night.
Sleep all day.
Yeah, you know it. Very good.
Good show.
Well, they closed the curtain up around the stage. It's like they're getting ready to Scrap Metal to hit the stage, Brian.
I'm ready.
You're ready, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm good to go.
Well, we're sitting here waiting for Scrap Metal to start up, and all of a sudden a big movie screen comes down from the ceiling, covering the stage, covering the curtain there. This is going to be interesting. I've never seen this before, have you?
This is as big as it would be at one of the large arenas around. I mean, it's the size of the stage.
Reminds me of the Alice Cooper show or something, huh?
Yeah, maybe somebody will jump out through the screen.
We'll see what happens here. This is interesting.
The front of the stage is lined with four mic stands. The curtains are completely drawn, and all we got as a backdrop is a movie screen.
Well, on the screen, the words Scrap Metal. Nice graphics. Well, the music's coming down. What's going to happen, Brian?
They're going to start another song, Mike.
Oh, they're going to torture us a little bit longer? Here they go. The DVD is playing. The screen shows Nelson. It shows Kelly of Night Ranger. It shows Mr. Big. It shows Slaughter. Then it shows them all together. Well, here we are in the backstage area, about to go in to meet the guys in the band.
Okay.
Especially Concert Blast.
Especially Concert Blast.
The guitars just walked by, and we're talking to several fans. Hey, what's your name?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline?
Jacqueline.
So, how'd you like the show tonight?
It was amazing. I had a great time.
How'd you like the show tonight?
Oh, I loved it.
Speed this process up a little bit, because there are a lot of you. One picture, one autograph per person. How's it going, Concert Blast audience? It's Jerry again.
You still only get one picture and one autograph, Mike.
I'm a buzzkill.
You drove up from Florida?
Yes, we came from Florida for this.
Did you drive or did you fly? Or?
We flew.
From Orlando?
From Orlando, Florida, yes.
So that's, for people who don't know, it's about a 12-hour drive or so. But they took a flight!
At least. Still flight, it was 2 hours.
So what was your favorite song tonight?
Love and Affection.
Yes.
I love that song.
Oh, you're Nelson fans?
Yes,
Nelson
After
fans.
The Rain.
After the Rain, Love and Affection.
Slaughter. No, I like all of them.
Yeah.
Okay,
like
good.
All of them. Night Ranger, all of them.
Okay, what's your name?
Debbie.
And your name?
Consuelo.
Consuelo?
Yes.
See?
See.
Thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Hey, where'd you come from?
LA.
For the show.
Yeah, Antioch.
You're so funny. I love it. Antioch is actually a suburb of Nashville, for those who don't know. That are listening in Australia or England or something.
It has its own country, though, okay?
It has its own country.
Into Lower Antioch. So.
You, all right, let's hear this one. What now?
They let me off the mountain to come to this.
In Crossville.
Crossville? You are on a mountain then.
Indeed. I wore shoes and everything.
They're probably having snow right now, right?
Oh, yeah. We're down here. We're not going to deal with the snow.
Yeah, I hear you. And where did you say you're from?
I'm from L.A. as well, Lower Antioch.
What was your favorite song tonight? Everybody, real quick, favorite song.
Stone Cold.
Eye of the Tiger.
Sister Christian.
Well, we're back here at the meet and greet. We're ready to do the review for the concert. It all started off with Kelly Keggy taking the stage. He took it over all right.
Well, I'll tell you what, after that video got going, Kelly Keggy got the whole show started, didn't he?
The screen went up to the ceiling. The red curtains were standing there up front. It kind of slowly went out, and you heard the thundering music. And they started off with a Night Ranger hit.
Don't tell me you love me.
Gunnar Nelson took to the microphone after that song, and he started talking about it in 1990 when Desert Shield became Desert Storm. They had this song that they sent over to the troops.
This was released at a time when Desert Shield had become Desert Storm. And we were part of a project called Voice of the Care. A bunch of artists got together and got to sing on one song, sent them over around Christmas time for the troops. And the song got sent over there with all that. And what's cool is that years after, we got the troops coming back to us saying that if you just look at the chorus by itself, it represented hope. And so we're going to send this out to anybody who's over there right now or anybody left at home working on wishing their loved ones a safe and happy Christmas. Because no matter what, no matter how bad things seem, just always remember, it always seems better after the rain.
As you heard him, this song is called
After the Rain.
Just with you, come on, take my hand and I'll pull you through. But things will never change till you want them to. Oh, after the rain washes away the tears, all the pain. Only after the rain you live again. Oh, oh, after the rain you'll see the sun to light the way. Only after the rain can you hope to.
Those guys really did good tonight, didn't
you? Tell you what they really did, and you can tell, man, their vocals, when they sing together, are absolutely great.
They had great harmonies that could play great, too.
They really surprised me there.
They were backup vocals on a lot of things, but their vocals stood out even on the backup. Very powerful.
Yeah, with everybody else's songs, not just their own, but everybody else's songs, too. It sounded good.
But the next song is what you were probably looking forward to all night.
I was waiting for some Slaughter, for sure.
Yes.
Of course, you know, I was just mad about you.
At this time is when Mark Slaughter put down his guitar. He took over the microphone and the stage, went from one end to the other, and he was really getting into this song, Mad About You.
Mark, you can tell he really likes Nashville. He was really having a lot of fun up there on stage, and you can tell it throughout the whole entire night.
Well, he said it was good to be back home.
Absolutely. That's right.
Well, the bulk of the guys on stage are residents of Nashville now.
They handed the microphone back over to Kelly Keggy, took off with me away.
But she is a long ways away, and I wanna be with her today. I think of a way I can get back. Oh, I'm from a long way back home. Send me away, send me away. Oh, send me away, send me away.
Did he not nail that?
Yeah,
His voice was excellent tonight.
It really was. I mean, even better when we saw him with Night Ranger a few months ago, that Kelly just nailed it, man. He sounded great. That's where I think most people that you saw, there wasn't a whole lot of people, you know, in front of the stage. The next thing I knew, I looked behind me, and it was full.
Yeah, it was like everybody came down and just filled the floor, left their seats, and really enjoyed themselves.
Absolutely. I think the band just invited them to come on down. They're ready to have a good time.
It was time to get back into a Nelson song, and this was More Than Ever.
You gave me shelter from the cold and the rain. Oh, and now I know a place where there used to be pain. Do I love you, baby? Yeah, 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 yeah. More than ever. Do I need you, baby?
This was also the time they joked around with Matthew Nelson about looking like somebody.
Oh, like Ellen DeGeneres. That was just too funny.
He does, kind of, doesn't he?
Now he said it.
Once he said it, I started literally to look at him like, that was funny.
But now it was fun time because we heard Kelly pounding the bass drum with his foot, and they had everybody clapping. Of course, Tom and I were yelling, up, oh, man!
We were, man. Everybody kind of looked back around us, too, and said, all right!
Yeah, and everybody was laughing and saying, yeah, that's right. Mark Slaughter walked to the microphone, and he started the song.
Up all night, sleep all day.
Didn't stop there. He went into another song.
Mark stayed on that microphone, man, and he broke in the next song called Spend My Life With You.
You are my angel sent from my despair. I know that you are the lady who cares. Whoa, yeah, yeah. I want to spend my life with you.
Well, the Nelson boys took over the microphone and they sang right in too.
Only time will tell.
As I recall, it was you that said goodbye. Now you're asking me to give it one more try.
Song, don't you think, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was surprised by them more than anybody tonight. I mean, I've seen the other guys before, and I've seen what they can do, but the Nelson twins, man, they can get down.
Well, they're good entertainers, and man, they impressed me with their musicianship, too, not just their vocals, but man, they're good all the way around.
Kelly left the drums, came out front, grabbed a microphone, and he went into the song by Night Ranger called
Goodbye.
Just nailed it again. I mean, he was really on it tonight.
They announced a special guest was coming out. It was Jimmy Jameson of Survivor. He had several songs here in a row, but the first song he did was called The Search Is Over.
I was living for a dream, loving for a moment, taking on the world. That was just my style. Now I look into you.
Jimmy held out on the microphone there and thanked everybody from Nashville for coming out to the show.
Gunnar Nelson walked up to the edge of the stage, started hammering on his strings to a very familiar sound, and everybody went crazy on this one.
How can you not know the intro to Eye of the Tiger?
Good about that song is everybody was singing it. They were really wanting everybody to get along and sing it. And I tell you what, that was one of the highlights of the whole show right there.
Jimmy stayed out there a little longer, and this time he came out there with a Survivor hit called I Can't Hold Back.
Pretty good too. I mean, he definitely sounded good also. And he kept the microphone for one more song. High on You.
All of a sudden, the Nelson Twins took over the stage with a Christmas song. They said, "You know what? We haven't never rehearsed this song, but we're going to have fun and do this thing anyway." And they went right into the song,
Jingle Bell Rock. You know, the funny thing about that song is you couldn't tell what they were playing for the first minute.
I did, because I've heard it before. I knew it. Yeah, because it's on the intro of our Christmas show.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Which you must not have heard before.
Is that out? Yeah, so give me a break.
Joel and Turner actually came out on the last Survivor song, if you remember. He provided background vocals and basically co-lead vocals, too. But then he hung around and went into the Rainbow tune, Stone Cold.
Vocals are good, man.
Oh yeah, he got a very strong voice. Very strong voice.
I was impressed.
I haven't heard Stone Cold in I don't know how long. I'm glad he played it, man.
He stayed with lead vocals on the mic, and then he went right into another Rainbow hit called
Street of Dreams. Now I'm gonna see what I want it to be, but it's still a
I
song in a long time. I mean, but it was good to hear it again, though. Gunner took over the microphone again. He said, okay, it's time for us to another number one song, and that song is Love and Affection.
I've been on the outside looking in. Let me into your heart.
Affection sounded great, didn't it?
Well, he really did. I mean, I tell you, I just love it when both of those, their harmonies go together like that. It was good to hear that song again, especially live.
I tell you what else sounded good. This next song. Let's let Mark Slaughter introduce this next song.
I'd like to send this song out to all the men and women that are defending our country. We got some people out there who are dying for this country. I'd like to send this one out. So those who won't make it back alive, it's called Fly to the Angels.
As you heard him, fly to the angels.
That was the one song that I just had to hear tonight from Mark Slaughter. And he started off really slow, but you knew exactly what he was saying, too. And he had the crowd getting into it, too, singing the song with him.
And then it was time for Kelly to step back out, away from the drums again. And when he did, look out. They started joking around and started talking about the movie Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
And how one of the guys was in some kind of scene, and back in the background of the scene was the song
Sister Christian. Everybody was singing that song. I was looking around, and I tell you what, it was just the highlight of everybody just getting into the show tonight.
Take a listen to this.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Kay.
But, I mean, even after the song, the crowd was just going crazy. They were so glad to hear that song.
And you were glad to hear this next one because Mark Slaughter took over again, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I tell you what. Mark stepped up to the microphone. He said, okay, I got a song for you, Nashville. And it is Burning Bridges.
Right before Burning Bridges, they did a toast to everybody. Listen to the toast.
Ladies and gentlemen, scrap metal was born right here in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for coming. come to the Wild Horse, the best place to see concerts. To Friendship and to Nashville, Tennessee, the best people in the world. To all our friends, have a very Merry Christmas and obviously a Happy New Year 2008. God bless everybody. Cheers, yeah.
Commencement.
Being on stage with your friends and doing what you love to do more than anything in the world. And these songs are just as much a part of our lives as they are of yours. So thank you very much again, as Mark was saying, for supporting Scrap Metal, and look forward to bigger and bigger and better and more outrageous stuff in the year to come, okay?
Hope to see you at the next show.
And you could tell that they really enjoy playing Nashville.
Yeah, of course. And they're good to be back home.
Absolutely.
But this next song is what I really liked. I was expecting this one to be the first one. It ended up being the last one before the encore. And it's the Night Ranger hit.
You can still rock in America. The stage, and this is what it sounded like.
Scrap Metal leaving the stage, ending their set with Rockin' America. Here comes picks, here comes drumsticks.
Thank you very much.
Scrap Metal.
Man, I think they were rocking in America in Nashville, Tennessee. What do you think, man?
There's no doubt about it. What did you think about the show tonight, ladies?
Wicked cool. Wicked cool.
Wicked cool.
Wicked cool.
Yeah. You think they're coming out for more?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. This crowd right here, they've got them in a frenzy, and they're already back out. Here comes Kelly Keggy.
Oh, man.
Matthew Nelson.
Okay, we're going to screw up another perfectly good Christmas standard.
Well, the lights came back on, and I think the crowd was ready for some more, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. This time they got a Christmas song, another one, and they act like they really never rehearsed this at all.
I was looking at everybody kind of looking at each other, and they were kind of like, okay, I guess we're going to start it right now. And everybody kind of looked at each other, and they finally broke into it, but I didn't know what they were playing at first.
It almost had like a Chuck Berry riff to it, didn't it?
Yeah, but it sounded good when they got everybody in included on it. Which was none other than the Christmas song,
Jingle Bells. I think even Mark said this was the first time we've ever played this song together, too.
Well, they brought the whole family up, you remember? Mark's
That's right.
kids came up, some special friends of Mark's came up.
Three little boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had all kinds of people on the stage singing back up. But then Gunnar Nelson said, I'm looking for someone who can play the cowbell on this last song. He said, it's got to be somebody who's ready to rock. And he picked out this guy with the long hair and big
beard. He said, yeah, you the guy with the little goatee. Yeah.
You know, that really surprised me. I figured he'd pick out the best looking girl out there in the audience and bring her up. But no, it was this guy, man. He got up there and got him rocking too, didn't he?
Yeah, he used the cowbell as Jolynn Turner took over the vocals for this last song.
Yep.
A Deep Purple standard.
Highway Star.
Nobody gonna be my car.
Good night. Let's listen to the crowd.
We'll see you next time.
You know, I thought there would be at least one more song, didn't you, Brian?
Well, I mean, you got a lot of artists and a lot of stuff to choose from, man, so you can't tell what's going to happen.
That's true. That's very true.
It would have been like a month ago, we wouldn't have got two Christmas songs.
That's right. We got two other songs. Who knows what that could have been?
So it's now our turn to say what we think about the show.
Okay, Brian, give it to us, man.
Well, I tell you, it was quite a blending of musician styles and songs. By and large, I thought it was pretty good, but, you know, it seemed to be slightly disorganized to me. I don't know about to you guys. It didn't seem to matter too much. I think they were just more like a bunch of friends getting up there and playing on a back porch or something. It was a very comfortable evening for them. But love the set list. Of course, I'm sure if I thought about it, I could have added some more, and I'm sure we'll think of some just after we get done tonight.
We will.
But by and large, it was a very good show. I'd give it probably a straight-up 9.
Okay, Mike? Tell us about yours, man.
Okay, well, I really liked Nelson Twins. Matthew and Gunnar Nelson, I thought they did an awesome job with their ability to play the instruments and to sing the harmonies. I like Mark Slaughter, of course. I loved Kelly Keggy. I mean, he really stood out tonight. You mentioned that several times in the review. Having said all that, the guy on the keyboard and the extra guitarist they had was extremely, extremely talented. They did really good. And I'd have to say, I will agree with Brian with a 9.0. I want to say this. Thank you for a clean show.
You're right, Mike. I tell you, it was a clean show. It was a show that, you know, I had not seen any of these guys except for Kelly Keggy from Night Ranger play before. I was most excited about seeing Mark Slaughter, but I was most impressed with the Nelson Brother Twins. I tell you what, man, they really impressed me with their vocals when they did it together, when they did it individually. I mean, they really sounded good. Their musicianship was really good. Kelly Keggy, I tell you what, man, he sounded better tonight than I've ever heard him. I mean,
he was on it.
He really was on it. I was very, very impressed there. Mark Slaughter, man, he really got the crowd going. He's really one of the favorites by far in the band. Really enjoyed seeing him for the first time, too. And like Mike said earlier, the other band members just really knocked out, too. I thought it was a great show. I thought it was a good mix. They're very entertaining. I'm going to give it a 9.1.
Oh, you're going to beat us.
Just a little bit. That's right.
It just had to be better than us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've heard our review. You've heard what we thought from the concert blast scale. And what we're going to do now is say, don't forget to vote for us.
That's right. We always do this, but you know, it doesn't hurt, you know. Simply go to the right side of our website and click on the vote button.
Brian had a little technical difficulty tonight, but you'll see my pictures up there maybe.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. I guess you told me, man.
Well, Brian's batteries went out because he used them earlier that day at
and
a graduation.
I didn't have time to recharge, but I thought they had plenty of power left, and I found out, no.
Yeah, but I think we're going to have good enough because we're right up close, right up front, right personal. So if you want to get on our email list, send us an email, concertblast@gmail.com.
Thank you.
And don't forget to send us just a hello and what you think about the show.
Absolutely. We'd love to know what you think, what we're doing good, what we're not doing so good. Give us some ideas how we can definitely bring a great show to you.
I don't know. Do we want the truth or not?
Yeah, well, let's leave the last part out while we're not doing so.
But, you know, hey, you never know.
Okay.
If it's good.
Well, this is Mike signing off.
This is Brian signing off.
And Tom signing off. And our special guest,
Jennifer signing off.
All right. Until next time, God bless you. Goodbye.
See ya.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Boom, 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 boom.